The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Stephen Hines, author of Zombie Fabulous, Rebirth Defect, and Valedictorian USA. And you, my friends, are getting your skulls crushed by the pile driver of John Orlando with his PBD cast in your face.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 326. I hope all is well with you, and I want to thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD cast. As many of you who are longtime listeners know, whenever myself and my guests, the pro wrestling pundits, preview a WWE event, you know that the following week is the review episode. And this would be no different. WrestleMania was this past weekend. And last week on episode 325, you heard the pro wrestling pundits and yours truly give our predictions about what we think might go down in Dallas. And so now it's time to recap and to look at those predictions and see which ones were on the money and which ones weren't. But there's a little twist on this episode. As mentioned last week, Ringside Rand is vacationing in Florida, and he will not be joining us this evening to give his overview of WrestleMania. So it'll just be myself and DJ Joey Blaze talking all about the matches, the pageantry, the good, the bad, and the ugly, if you will, of WrestleMania 38, the most stupendous WrestleMania of all time. It's going to be a little bit of a lengthy episode, so I want to get right to it. But before I do that, I want to thank once again a great sponsor of the PVD cast, World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They've got single issues, graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, a plethora of back issues. They've got just basically anything you need or want for your comic book fandom. They have it, or they'll get it for you. So stop on over to the store if you're in the Central Ohio area. But if you're not, you can check them out online. Just go to wgcomics.com, which is their great website. Or you can even find them on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. And once again, I want to thank Jeff and all the fine folks at World's Greatest for their continued support of the PVD cast. It really does mean a lot to me, and I truly, truly appreciate it. All right, with that out of the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear myself and DJ Joey Blaze talk all about WrestleMania. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a little bit of a different WrestleMania review show as I am joined by only one half, 50%, if you will, of the pro wrestling pundits. DJ Joey Blaze, how are you this evening?
I would say I'm a 51% or the top 1%, as some people may say. Rand has deserted us this week for the sunny weather, sunny Floridian weather, as he is in the city of Tampa, hanging and banging with Hulk Hogan, I believe, probably at the Clearwater Beach. Well, we're stuck here in cold and chilly Columbus. And then you had a substitute lined up. Well, I was told I can't bash them or name any names.
Substitute, I'd like to refer to as another guest.
Okay, we had a backup guest.
Well, even that sounds not very classy.
Well, he's not very classy because he canceled last minute on us.
You know what? It's okay. Some things come up sometimes.
I'm not going to name any names. I'm not going to say anything about any weapons or the letter X or anything. Or if his name's Will. I'm not saying any of that. I was told I can't say it directly. So we had a backup. So it's just you and I hanging out, chilling.
That's right.
Like two bros.
Word. All right. Well, we're going to talk about WrestleMania 38. Joey, if you could use only one adjective to describe WrestleMania, and you can't use stupendous.
Shit.
What adjective would you use?
Excellent.
Really? Okay. All right.
I wouldn't say mediocre. I mean, I was pleasantly pleased, so I think excellent. Like, I was entertained. So, I just want to take, let's just hop in the DeLorean we were talking about earlier so you could use your Pro Bowl thing that you won. So I gave John some old football packs, and he might have won a trip to the Pro Bowl in 1990, so we're going back to WrestleMania 3.
Oh, yeah.
The one that got me into it, mm-hmm. right? I mean, the mm-hmm. spectacle, 93,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing I heard about that one, a real quick interesting fact, the tickets were first come, first serve.
Really?
Yeah, one of my friends shared it with me. The tickets were first. I haven't looked that up, but he knows stuff like that. He's a bullshitter, but not when it comes to that. So
really?
And that's what Drew said. That's why you saw that huge crowd at the beginning all trying to get in there because they all wanted to get.
Well,
that's what I heard. I want to look it up, but I think that's pretty cool. So anyways, that's the one that got it started for me. And sitting there as I watched Macho Man and Ricky Steamboat, even after watching Adrian Adonis and Roddy Piper, Hogan Andre, I didn't think 35 years later we'd be sitting here talking about another WrestleMania. And there were some things about this Mania that took me back. And we'll talk about that as we go on.
Well, I'm going to give an adjective, lengthy.
I've been told that about myself. Many ladies have used that adjective with me.
And look, this is going to be my gripe, but I'm just going to get off my chest now. A lot of these matches could have been trimmed down by 4 or 5 minutes, and it would have been a much better match.
I agree, but I didn't find myself, and here's the thing, I just kind of set it up even beforehand. I spent the whole day at a toy show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We were up, we were on the road by 6 in the morning.
Okay.
6 in the morning. And we got down there all day, we took time, we didn't get back till Mania had started.
Okay.
On the road all day, and Bridget was bushed. You think I would have been tired? It kept me intrigued the whole time I was watching it.
Okay.
So, albeit lengthy, the mm-hmm. first night. The second night got a little weird. I guess we can mm-hmm. kind of talk about that, maybe with mm-hmm. the matches. Because, the first night, I think, was about the entertainment aspect. That was sports entertainment. There was more sports entertainment to me.
Okay.
And so we'll just kind of go into that.
Okay. When you say that, that's maybe why I feel that night two was the stronger of the two nights. I liked night two better than night one. So, all right, well, let's get into it. Let's not waste any time. Let's jump on into it. We'll see what Rand, also, even though he's not here, predicted, what you predicted, what I predicted. So, all right, we start WrestleMania off, first of all. And should we mention that Madcap Moss won the Andre the Giant
Battle Royal? I don't want to mention that ever.
No? Okay. All right. Well, never mind then.
How embarrassing.
I know. Absolutely. And I mean,
now, if he would have turned on Baron Corbin when Corbin came down and maybe uh-huh. ripped off his suspenders and did some sort of turn, yes, but now he's still Madcap.
Right. That was exactly what I was going to say. If there had been a heel turn, either on that show or do it last night on Raw, has another big surprise from Raw on Raw.
Well, it could be on SmackDown coming yet. We don't
know. Well, maybe.
Because they're SmackDown brand.
Yeah, I did forget about
that. I was using air quotes,
by the way. So we have the very first match. The SmackDown tag team titles are on the line. The Usos taking on, of course, Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs.
There you go.
There we go. I thought this match was good. However, I don't think that we actually fully got the, I guess you could say, full Monty, if you want, of this match due to the injury. What do you think?
Well, in my predictions, I predicted Boogs to turn on Shinsuke.
Correct.
Maybe that was supposed to happen. Maybe it wasn't. We don't know because it finished early because of that injury to Boogs, which sucks, which his knee just gave out. Mm-hmm. Which had been an awesome test of strength, what he's doing, but the body just didn't hold up for him, and then they just kind of took it home quicker than what they were supposed to. I only caught briefly part of this match. I guess I would give it 3 body slams. I think it would have got more as it would have been able to work the full course.
Yes, and indeed, for listeners at home, I totally forgot that we will be rating each match based on body slams. 1 body slam for absolutely horrible match to 5 body slams, which was, of course, on the other end of the spectrum, a great match. I'm with you. I felt like, again, this match was really good. Probably would have been a great 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more minutes that they had planned out. I gave it 3 body slams as well. When did the Usos start doing the 3D, by the way, as a finisher?
It's what's called the 1D for some reason.
Yeah, why?
Because they're the one.
Oh, we the one. We the one. Okay.
Yeah, so it's called the 1D. They started doing it a couple months ago. Bully Ray spoke about it on Busted Open.
Okay. Did he pass them the mantle of allowing them to do it?
Or? I feel like it, but it, sometimes it's hard telling with Bully Ray. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we'll just leave it at that.
Well, both you and Rand selected the Usos. I selected Nakamura and Boogs.
But we may never know. Maybe that was supposed to
maybe that was. Yes, maybe that was. All right, let's move on to a match that, honestly, we talked a little bit about, really could have been on SmackDown. Drew McIntyre defeats Happy Corbin. It wasn't bad. I gave it 2 body slams, Joey, because I thought, it was entertaining, but it just didn't have that je ne sais quoi, you know, of a big-time match on WrestleMania. What do you think?
I think that I'd never heard that term today, je ne sais quoi. That's what I first think. But secondly, little side note, McIntyre is the first person to ever kick out of Baron Corbin's finisher.
That's correct. The Deep Happy Six.
Corbin. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it got cheesy with the sword.
The sword where Drew cuts the ropes in half was kind of a little bit comical. I'm like, this is
so corny. It's dumb. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that. It was an okay match. It was 2 stars. I feel like they could have done something different with McIntyre at WrestleMania. But it's a story like I talked about in the last that they were trying to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. You know. So, and obviously we'll talk about probably where he's going next now after the main event of Mania Night 2.
So how many body slams do you give this match?
I'm with you. I think 2's fair.
One side note, I did like in the next match where you could see where the top 2 ropes were not in alignment with the bottom rope because they had to do the quick change real quick.
The crooked turnbuckle cover.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about this next match. The Miz and Logan Paul defeated the Mysterios. So much to unpack on this tag team match. First of all, I don't know, maybe you caught this or didn't catch this. Dominic wearing the Eddie Guerrero gear from when he was part of Los Gringos.
Or was it Art Barr?
True, it could have been Art Barr. But probably not.
It's probably Eddie not, but I'd been. Rather say Art Barr than Eddie.
Because
you don't hear that name at all.
No, you don't.
What did he go on to be in WCW? What was his name?
Beetlejuice.
The Juicer.
The Juicer. But originally it was Beetlejuice in Portland. Spelled.
And then Hulk Hogan became the real life Juicer.
But I love Logan Paul mocking Eddie Guerrero. I thought that was awesome heat. I like this match a lot. I gave it 4 body slams.
So, as a lot of us know out there, I'm a card guy. Mm-hmm. I like my cards. Not a big Pokemon guy, but that's just pretty ballsy to wear a card like that around your neck that's worth so much money down to the ring like he did.
Mm-hmm.
Being something like that, that's crazy. He's always doing something nutty. I was pleasantly surprised by his ring acumen. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of things that he whiffed on. There was one where Dominic just took the bump way too early. I was like, but I really enjoyed the match. But you got to look at the players in the match, right? You had 2 great lead dance partners.
Yep.
And Ray and The Miz. And Dominic's came along really awesome. And obviously Logan Paul's been putting in work. So I also would give this 4 body slams. What were our predictions on that one?
Let's see. Because, yes, we were unanimous that McIntyre would win. Let's see. I had Logan Paul and The Miz. So did you. Rand was the only one that took the Mysterios.
Ha ha.
Here's my only gripe why it wasn't 5 body slams was I felt the ending was dumb. like with the heel turn or the face turn, excuse me, you know, where the Miz sneaks up and gives a skull crushing finale, which apparently Logan Paul requested that in his contract, that he wanted to go out as a baby face. But my question is he going to be back? Is there going to be a Miz Logan Paul match at SummerSlam?
Or Mania next year?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's leading to something down the road. It's not going to lead to the base premium live event.
Oh, God.
It's not going to lead to the next one of those. I think it's going to be one of the bigger ones for sure.
Yeah, but I agree with you. Very, very well done. Logan Paul is a heck of an athlete. I mean, he's boxed for the last couple of years. But still, boxing, wrestling, two different things. Hats off to Logan Paul for putting in a really good performance. All right, our next matchup, we see Bianca Belair defeating Becky Lynch to win the WWE Women's Championship, the Raw version, if you will. Joey, what'd you think of this match?
First of all, holy hell, did Bianca get her ass beat?
I know. Literally.
That eye.
Yeah.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, last night on Raw, I was like, holy shit.
I'm going to steal your word that you used earlier. Lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
It went way too long.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of lost my attention about it halfway through it. Got up to the bathroom, girl break, probably popped some popcorn or something, kind of kept it at the side of my eye because it was like, yeah, it's losing steam. And the fact that they put Bianca over, I mean, I guess it's just making up from SummerSlam, but I would probably give it about 2.5 body slams, in my opinion.
Man, we are in sync tonight. I said the same thing. I said 2 body slams. It's way too long. It got way too sloppy. I thought it was a bad match. Had they cut it in half, time-wise, it would have been a much tighter, told a better story. Both Rand and I picked Bianca to win. You picked Becky Lynch. What about the new look she was sporting?
I like it. Becky Lynch is one of those that she can keep changing and altering and updating, and it doesn't hurt her at all.
Yeah, you know what? And that's a good point, because not everybody can do that.
No.
Not everybody could try a new persona.
I call it the Jericho effect, because Jericho is able to do that so finally. So she's went from the man to big time Bex, and then she's doing stuff with her hair. I'm sure she'll be back in the mix very soon.
Oh, absolutely. I think that is inevitable. All right, our next matchup is the matchup that we didn't really have a prediction for. All right, I don't think we all said that obviously Seth Rollins is not going to win. But Cody Rhodes returns to defeat Seth Rollins.
What'd you think about that Road Warrior pop Cody got?
I was impressed with that. He got a major pop. Here's going to be my hot take. I gave it 3 body slams. It was good. But there's just something missing from it. It didn't have a big fight feel. And I know people go, well, because you didn't know it was Cody, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but I think it should have had a bigger, I don't know. I felt like it was missing something.
So your problem was the ambiance of the match, not the match itself.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and here's why I would give it 4 body slams, is because of the match itself. Those guys both left it in the ring.
Agreed.
With the kickouts, it was, this is talk about a hot take, and I brought up WrestleMania 3 earlier, right?
Yeah.
This, to me, on night one, was their Steamboat Savage.
Wow.
There's a different feel of AEW Cody and WWE Cody. He didn't bring over, like, he did some stuff, but we didn't see the numerous suicide torpedoes and Niner stuff and mini super kicks. But they did have a lot of false finishes, which was great. It just wasn't that vibe.
Yeah.
And that's what I liked. There was still a lot of classic wrestling mixed in with, but I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the whole thing. I really enjoyed seeing him come back. I enjoyed the pop. Then all the people going crazy on the internet about it. We talked about that before we start about the business side of things. I think it's great. I like to see Cody back. I'm glad he got to keep everything.
Mm-hmm.
The ring gear, mm-hmm. the entrance music. That's awesome.
He owns that. The entrance music, mm-hmm. I believe, if I remember correctly, he paid money to that musician or that band, and he owns that lock, stock, and barrel.
Which is great, too, because it's a dig, because kind of AEW is trying to flaunt their ring entrance music, that they get these big songs, and then they get to bring the Hardy Brothers generic music over. So,
yeah.
To me, that's kind of a dig, too. But I enjoyed it. I gave it 4 body slams.
Well, let's talk for a minute about Cody on Raw last night as we are recording this on Tuesday evening. It had to have been the highlight of the entire show for me because it was an amazing promo that was emotional. It brought back some memories as well, you know, because I can remember the old Dusty Rhodes matches. And, you know, I have an inside wrestling with a cover story from 1978 wow. about Dusty chasing Billy Graham. I mean, so it was, for me, I thought was, and I'm overshadowing the big end, is Rollins comes out and shakes hands with Cody. So an amazing promo, probably the highlight for me on Raw. What do you think about the promo?
I loved it. I loved the emotional side of things with it. I loved everything about it. I loved that the crowd went nuts for him again. Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, it's going to die down. It's going to get sick. I don't know about that.
I don't either.
I think the Cody Express has taken off. And so do you think he was promised the title to come over?
I don't know. Because, you know, I was going to mention that. Where do we think this goes from here? Because obviously, Drew McIntyre is probably going to be the next in line, as alluded to on our last show.
In line.
Not saying that he's going to get a title run, but he's going to be in the mix, we'll say. Does, if you add Cody into that, and then you maybe still have Brock in that title mix, are we getting too many people, too many chefs in the kitchen, so to speak?
No, I think if you take, you don't have to beeline it for tomorrow, but I think if it carries over to maybe SummerSlam,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one that ends Roman Reigns' streak. But here's the thing, and I step back and think it's weird. Do you make the guy your main champion that was nothing more than a second-tier champion from where he just came from?
And does he need the belt? That's another question.
Does he? Probably not, but to fulfill his prophecy or
legacy
or whatever, he does. And I think at some point he will obtain that. Especially with how, well, I'm also wondering, are we going to see his wife? He mentioned his dog last night during the promo, which is, yeah. Are we going to see the dog?
Yeah.
And then one thing that was funny too, I read a tweet where everywhere he goes, there's pyro, because he always had the big pyro there, and they had it. Are they going to keep? Are they bringing pyro back to Raw?
I don't know,
because they cut a lot of that out for budget cuts. Right.
Right.
They future endeavored a lot of it, if you will. That type of stuff. So.
The WWE wishes the Mega Cannon XL all the best in its future endeavors.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for this run.
Well, and so I think you gotta find. I think this is the way they'll go. I think you gotta find a contender like Rollins, somebody that is that upper echelon that can feud with Cody for a little bit until you clear up the title picture with McIntyre, Reigns, Lesnar, anyone else, and then push him into that role. So give it 3 or 4 months, and then we revisit this topic and see, is Cody Rhodes now primed and ready to take on
a championship? I think somewhere in between, if he still feuds with Rollins, if that continues,
mm-hmm.
I think between that and him going after a title run, I think he's going to feud with The Miz.
Oh, okay.
A, because The Miz is such a great heel.
Yeah.
They're great friends, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see that, and I think that'll be a hell of a feud.
Yeah, agreed. All right, now to our other women's title match. We have Charlotte Flair defending the title against Ronda Rousey. Joey, what do you think of this match?
Wardrobe malfunction? I did see a titty.
I did not, so you have to clue me in on this. When did this happen?
She was in the corner. I sent a picture in our chat. I thought of she had, and from live, what they said, the live event, it happened a couple times.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I had a little bit of a nipple slip.
Whoa.
Right here at the side. Yeah.
Whoops.
I thought this is a very, first of all, why they put this on the same night as Becky.
I know.
I'm still.
I'm with you.
But on the same token, it had a lot of the similar characteristics. It kind of got sloppy a little bit. It kind of ran a little long. They didn't play to Ronda's, I guess, what she could do best. I think they tried to have her do things that was a little bit out of her zone. I only gave this 2.5 body slams. I was quite disappointed. I thought this could have been match of the night, and I was a little disappointed in it.
I think this is the worst match on the two nights. I agree with you 100%.
And the way that she just went over,
yeah.
kick to the face. Now, I know it's kind of a take off of when Ronda lost in UFC to
Holly Holm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the kick in the face, but still.
I gave it one body slam. I thought this was bad. I was bored with it. I agree with you. It was, there was so many similarities to the earlier match.
I think because the two women's matches ran so long, that's why the New Day match got canceled, because of those two matches. I think they ran to the two women's matches.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why it got cut, because that was supposed to be after this match. The New Day against Holland and Sheamus.
Well,
that
got moved to
Sunday.
That got moved to Sunday, right.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be on the original card.
Oh, okay.
And then it was going to be, because they wanted to keep the heat from that and then have kind of like a little cool down, even though it wouldn't be, but it was, and then have Owens and Austin. So I think this is a glaringly reason why I got cut, because I would say this probably went 5 to 7 minutes too long.
No, indeed. In fact, I think I remember looking it up and it went somewhere around 21 minutes or 20 minutes, 19 minutes, way too long.
That. No need for that with Ronda.
No, absolutely. That was my other thing. I wrote down, there is no flow between the two of these. They did not gel together. It was bad. All right, let's move on to the KO show. And I have written down that Stone Cold Steve Austin beats Owens in what turned out to be a match. Look, it wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was what you expected.
I was sport entertained.
There you go. So I gave it 2.5 body slams because I thought it was right down the middle. It was a great piece of nostalgia.
Austin came out at precisely 3 hours and 16 minutes into WrestleMania.
You're shitting me.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
I did not pick up on that.
His music precisely hit at 3 minutes or 3 hours and 16 minutes, which is crazy because it kind of seemed like his music was weird when, like, it should have been earlier in Owens' promo.
Uh huh.
But he came out.
I never picked up on that, man.
Nostalgia, cool. I thought he looked great.
I did too.
For not being in the ring for, right. But you know he's been training his ass off. Oh. He has his own ring, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And he's slower, but it comes with the territory.
Yeah.
But when he was saying ass and shit, yeah. I was popping for that. Like, they let him be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Absolutely.
It wasn't PG Austin.
No.
They let him be Steve Austin, which was huge to me. And Owens made him look like $1 million.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
Dude, Owens is amazing.
Absolutely. Agreed that Owens made him look so good. And I'm going to go ahead and spoil a little bit of this. We would get a second dose of Stone Cold Steve Austin on night two, which was also awesome and also filled that nostalgia, you know, urge that you wanted to see.
How pissed off do you think CM Punk is, though? That's the one match he wanted.
Yes. Yeah. Well, sorry, Mr. Punk.
Damn Z-Pax.
Yeah. Now, Max Caster. We'll get started. By the way, let's recap a little bit here on our predictions, as I think we got away from those. Let's see. Ronda Rousey. We all had Rousey to win.
We were fooled
on that.
And you picked everything right. Just didn't happen the next night. It happened that night.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's it, because we didn't really have to pick winners for Owens and Austin because we weren't sure what that match was going to be. So
there we go.
There we have it. So before we jump into night two, you know what I got to do, folks. You know, I got to thank the great people at World's Greatest Comics. They are a proud sponsor of the PVDcast, and they've got everything you need for your comic book fandom, from single issues to graphic novels to, I'm not kidding, like hundreds and hundreds of back issues. That's the pride and joy of the store, okay?
Does that classify as a plethora?
It does. They have a plethora of back issues. I mean, Joey, if you need, say, I don't know, issue 56 of The Silver Surfer, I bet they probably have it there.
Well, I have 56. I need 57.
Okay. Well, I'm sure they have it somewhere in one of those back issues.
Okay.
Or up on the Wall of Fame, where they have some really cool comics up there.
Is your picture up there?
My picture's not up there on the Wall of Fame. No. Okay. But maybe one day. Who knows?
One can only hope.
There you go. But folks, if you're in Central Ohio, stop by the store. 5974 Westerville Road is their street address. Or you can find them on the internet. Just look for @WGComics on Facebook or stop by their website, WGComics.com. All right, let's talk about, you know what? I wonder if they have any WCW Marvel comic books.
How long did they print those?
I don't know. It's a good question.
And then everybody did their own individual comics, too. Like, some different people did their own.
Yeah.
Wasn't there, like, Taker comics, too?
For yeah, WWE? There was Undertaker, Warrior comics.
That was all done by his crazy ass, though.
Right, and let me just tell you, I have the first issue of Warrior comic.
I'm not surprised.
It is batshit crazy.
Makes sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. I can't even... Like, literally, people, if you ask me to summarize it, I don't know. Something about a bridge of the unknown, and that's all I got from it.
What about taking that rocket ship, Hulk Hogan?
No.
Was there a PSA in there about not smoking cigarettes?
No, there wasn't. Okay. But there was a PSA about always wearing a hat when you're going to get hit by a pitcher.
Was that at the end of G.I. Joe?
No, remember Lawler was going to hit him over the head like when he returned in, what was that, 94, 95 when he came back? And he was going to hit him over the head with the pitcher. He drew the picture of him.
And it
was
right. Framed. Oh, I thought you meant like
the hat.
Like a pitcher, like Major League Baseball.
No, not a pitcher.
Like he rips like Oral Hershiser out of the stands. Or I don't know. Let's just throw somebody.
Nolan Ryan.
Dennis Eckersley is in the crowd, and he picks him out of the crowd and hits him with his mustache. There we go. I would sign up for that right there.
I think I would probably.
I'm pretty sure Rand probably
played ball against.
With Dennis Eckersley. Yeah. Maybe did a sort of line of coke off of a stripper's ass with Dennis Eckersley.
Who knows?
I don't know. Folks, that seems like something Ringside would do.
I cannot wait to come back for him to come back and tell us all about Tampa because you know he's run into a bunch of people down there. Hopefully not Wade Boggs.
Oh, God.
Because Boggs hangs out in Tampa.
If he sees Boggs, I'm sure he'd cue Stone Cold's music. And Rand would just walk in there with the swagger and just stun him and leave.
I think it would be more like Peter Griffin and the Chicken. Like they would just start fight all around Tampa, you know.
Yeah. Like different spots.
Right,
like,
exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. There you go. All right. All right, let's get into night two. All right. First match, it is for the Raw Tag Team Championship, RK-Bro. They are victorious over the Alpha Academy and the Street Profits. Joey, what did you think of this match?
I think I met and picked the Street Profits for this.
You did, as did Rand.
I missed on that. I really liked this match. I was surprised. Another match I was pleasantly surprised of the flow between guys that you wouldn't think of this type of match that would work so well. Almost, you know, that tornado tag team type of, where just, and you see all these crazy... The RKO off the top rope from what that Riddle did on
Montez, I believe. Yeah,
obviously that's a lot of Montez because he's awesome. But that was amazing. I gave this match 4 body slams. I really enjoyed it. It's one of those matches on paper. You're like, yeah, the Alpha Academy. And Shush is growing on me, by the way. I hate to say that.
I still enjoy. Thank you!
Yeah, that's...
I like that, too. That's pretty
They're cool. going the Kurt Angle route with him, which is amazing.
Yes,
I think agree. The writers are doing some good stuff with him. And I have a lot of positive things to say about him. So, I don't know about the post-match with Gable Stevenson.
I mean, you had him in the crowd. You know, he's another, quote, celebrity, end quote. I think it made sense.
He's technically a Raw superstar. He was drafted to Raw.
That's true. That is true. So I, you know what, that didn't bother me. It was fun. It was what it was. I agree with you. 4 body slams. I thought this match was much better than anticipated. I'm glad.
I almost feel like, I'm sorry to interrupt that. If you want to take 3 tag teams and say, this is a textbook on how to run that match. I think that would be a great tape to watch.
Agreed. And I'm still, again, I was the one that picked RK-Bro to retain because I still think they got some mileage on that tag team before they break it up.
No, I hope they do. It's entertaining.
It is. It absolutely is. Okay, next match, which, again, I'm going to say it, better than I anticipated, and that was Omos losing to Bobby Lashley.
Oh, it was definitely better than I anticipated. Omos, if you take... From when he debuted at WrestleMania last year, right? That was his debut, yep. That tag match, till now, has really improved.
I agree.
And I could tell he's putting in the work. He's getting leaner. He's getting I think he's going to be in for a big run here at some point, especially by putting MVP with him. Now he has a mouthpiece.
Well, let's talk about that. On Raw, we saw the turn where Bobby Lashley and MVP came out for a promo. Bobby did a great babyface promo, by the way, I felt.
Yes.
And then that would lead to Omos coming out, and then Omos brutalizes Bobby Lashley while MVP helps.
Correct.
And I think that that's what you need with Omos. He needs a mouthpiece to talk, to do the talking, to help him out, to interfere when necessary in matches. I think that's going to help him out tremendously. And eventually, we know he'll probably turn on MVP as well. But that's beside the point. I agree with you. I think Omos has done leaps and bounds better than he was last year.
If you compare him with like Aziz,
yeah,
who both kind of came in at the same time,
mm-hmm,
in NXT, actually probably about the same time, and their progression, Omos has progressed way better than Aziz.
Yeah. And let's be honest, too, this is a big surprise. This is why I liked it. You didn't think last year was going to go over. I mean, we didn't even really talk about and analyze this match on our last episode. So the fact that you need a surprise at WrestleMania, right? A surprise upset. Here you go. Lashley gets the victory. Joey, how many body slams did you say?
I would give it about four.
Okay, I gave it three body slams.
Three and a half, yeah.
All right, we're sticking with a theme here and a trend, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm noticing it.
We've had two matches that were better than you would think they would be. Let's make it three for three.
All right, let's run it.
Johnny Knoxville defeats Sami Zayn in what only I can say was the most fun I have had watching wrestling in quite a long time.
I was thoroughly entertained.
This was goddamn brilliant. I mean, the giant hand, the boot that kicks you in the balls, the mouse, the giant mouse trap. It's like watching an episode of Jackass.
Overweight Wee Man doing the body slam.
Oh, God, yes. What happened to him?
Was he pregnant? I don't know what was going on there. Like, I was trying to figure that out. But here's the thing. Not too many people in the WWE could have pulled that off like Sami Zayn. And I think that's something that we need to look at, too. Like, if you put some other people in there, be like, what? Zayn really helped make that work. And I used the term dance partner earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a couple of things there was some flubs on. But, like, the sparks didn't come up right. And then, well, obviously the pin attempt, that didn't work right, but the kick thing. But still, I mean, Zayn sold everything well. I was thoroughly sports entertained. I got to give it four body slams. I just can't give it five. Really?
I gave it five.
You were
there. I did because Joey, again, it took me back the nostalgia factor of the mid-2000s watching Jackass on MTV. And then... the mere fact that this had no business being this good and being this entertaining. 100%. It had no business. I gave it the five body slams.
But if you look at it, though, the buildup was great. It showed a great story building up.
It did.
And it kept, the like you said, the Jackass theme to it.
Right. Like when he flew the plane with Sammy's telephone number on it. That was
he's
great.
No longer party boy, though. I think he's middle-aged party guy. I think that's what we need to call him now. Or Pontius is. But when he took the clothes off, I popped like crazy.
Oh, I did
that was
too.
Hilarious.
I did too, and the commentary was awesome.
The
for that.
Only better thing, how I would have booked it, is if, what was the guy, Big Dick Johnson, that they had that come out and grease himself?
Oh, yeah.
I would have had him come out for a dance off. I would have booked that. Now, that would have been funny.
That would have been.
But no, thoroughly entertained. Knoxville getting the win's great. I think he'll. This keeps them open to doing some other things with the WWE, which I'm all about. But they already had that door open with Tremaine because he was doing that joke show on the WWE Network,
right,
that practical
right,
joke.
Right.
So he already has that. I don't think that's the last we see of Knoxville in the WWE.
Really? Okay. All right.
And he'll be nice. He'll be going into the celebrity wing. But you notice we didn't have a celebrity this year.
Now that you mention it, yes. As soon as you said that, I'm like, wait, we didn't have one.
No.
Who should have went in? Not Johnny Knoxville.
Is Bob Uecker in there?
That's a great question. I don't know.
I need to look at who's in and who's not.
I don't either. You know what?
Leslie Nielsen in there?
If not, that's a crying shame right there.
Posthumous. Let's go.
You know what? Hold on. Let's look at WWE Hall of Fame celebrity wing.
That's one thing I really enjoyed you know, is Bob Barker? He's in there, right? Yeah, they put Bob Barker in, I'm pretty sure.
We have Bob Uecker, Drew Carey, Mr. T, Muhammad Ali, Lawrence Taylor, David Arquette. I don't remember David Arquette. And I don't remember Andy Kaufman going in.
What? So who did I just think of?
Okay, well, hold on here. I'm looking one more here real quick because I'm curious about that. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Here we go. We'll go to screenrant.com and find it here.
Is Mickey Rourke in?
Mickey Rourke? I don't think so.
He had a big mania moment.
All right. Pete Rose, William Perry, Bob Uecker.
Yes.
Drew Carey.
Yes.
Mike Tyson.
I remember that, yeah.
Trump.
Of course.
Mr. T.
Pity the Fool.
And I'm going to take up all the time.
Loves his mama, by the way.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Duh.
Snoop Dogg.
Well, sure.
Kid Rock?
Yeah.
I don't remember Kid Rock going in.
Yeah, I think he gave him a wife beater to put in their physical one when they do it.
William Shatner.
Which is, I mean, makes sense.
Okay, now, and this one, I don't remember Shatner, but that was 2020. So... Yeah. You know, oh, this is when they combined 2020 and 2021. 2021 was Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, because he did his speech from home.
Okay. See, I didn't remember a couple of those. Excuse me?
Is Cyndi Lauper
in there? No, Cyndi Lauper is not in there.
That's horrible.
I know. She needs to go in.
Is Regis Philbin in?
No.
I'm right. I'm getting on the phone with Vince.
Do you think
have one of your people book that?
I can. I can. Okay. I was going to say, do you think Vince has a landline still at the house?
I 100% believe. when you go and listen to these podcasts and talk about, don't people say like he has like a big red phone?
Yes, he does. Yeah. Apparently, that's what Bruce Pritchard claims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when people talk about meeting and going in this huge living room or the pool, they did most of their stuff out by his pool, which you can't do that all year round in Connecticut.
No.
I would love to just be invited over there. That would be an awesome thing.
That to see the McMahon house.
When something happens to Vince and they sell that house, they should do it like they did the house from Dallas. Somebody should buy it. Did you know that?
Yeah. South Fork.
I visited South Fork.
Did you?
Yes.
I am so jealous.
So the swimming pool is not an Olympic-sized pool like it shows on TV, and the driveway is definitely not as long as it shows. It's all trick photography. And I think I had my picture taken with Jock Ewing's Cadillac. I think it was a Cadillac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been there.
Damn it.
Anyways, I would love for them to do that to Vince's house when something happens to him. That'd be amazing. I don't want it to end up like you get that clickbait, like Nelly's abandoned mansion in St. Louis or Mike Tyson's. Have you ever watched any of those videos?
No, I have not.
Mike Tyson has an abandoned mansion. Nelly, it is insane that it's nobody's been in these things forever.
Well, I knew the one about Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's up, where is that, near Cleveland?
I think so.
Somewhere. Yeah, it's somewhere up near Cleveland.
But I swear there's one that's Playboy related too. It might even be the old Playboy Mansion.
Playboy Mansion supposedly is a shithole.
Why not put the money, somebody buy this? Then.
What about the Hart House?
Somebody bought that. I don't know what they ever did with it.
I don't know.
That would be a fun little field trip.
That would be too.
Live PVD casts from the Hart.
From the Hart Dungeon. Let's make this happen.
There you go.
All right. Okay. We got off on a tangent, but that's okay. All right. Here we go. Back to the WrestleMania Night 2. Sasha Banks and Naomi win the women's tag team belts. I felt like this was a match that went way too long. It did not. They obviously didn't watch the first match to see how to run a multi-team match. I gave it 2 body slams.
It's a shame that the women's matches didn't steal a quote or a word for or phrase from Roman Reigns, move the meter.
Mm-hmm.
Like they do every year. Usually, and I think it's because they cut so much of the talent.
Yeah, I agree.
And you didn't see your 24/7 champion's a female. Why didn't there something happen during the match with the 24/7 championship?
Agreed. 100%.
I was disappointed. I think 2 body slams is generous just because of the names that you had in the match. It's like they took somebody good and then put him with somebody
not so good.
I like the team of Rhea and Liv. You like the team of Natalya and Shayna. And I think that team, after I watched that match, would make more sense, but it was a shit show. It really was.
And they're continuing it on Raw, where you had, of course, Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley taking on Sasha.
And they're going to take them back on again Monday. And we'll get into what my opinion is with that here in
go
a second.
Ahead. But let's go ahead.
It's going to tie into another match.
Okay. Yeah, that match, a little bit lackluster. So let's move
Who'd
on.
Who'd we pick?
That's a good point. Let me see here real quick who we had picked. I picked Shayna and Natalya. And both you and Ran, Liv and Rhea. So, and I think we all three picked Johnny Knoxville to go over, Sami Zayn. So there you go. Recap of our picks. All right, let's move to Edge taking on AJ Styles. I thought the finish was terrible. I thought the match was really good, but that finish was half-baked and ridiculous.
I meant to look. I saw who was the producers for the night before. I know Duke was one of the producers for the main event. I did see that, but I didn't look at the producers for this match yet because it was a four-body slam match, I think, the whole time until the ending. At that point, I gave it 3.5. I think the end was just terrible. I see where they're going with it. So with putting Punishment Martinez or Damian Priest with Edge, but that's what I think we're going to see with Rhea. I think Rhea's going to join them. And there's also talks of Tommaso Ciampa to join that to give Edge a faction.
And a faction that's a little bit darker.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Which your boy Brody.
Brody King.
Yeah, he called him great value.
When you order the House of Black from Witch.
That's what it was. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm with you. But it caught me off guard at the beginning. What the hell happened to AJ Styles on the way to the ring?
I don't know, because, yeah, he was gashed open on the side.
He gigged before he got out there. I was like, did he get into it with Edge before the match? Did they get pissed off about the finish? But I think they were saying he bumped himself, like, on the entrance somewhere. Oh. So, like, where he came out, the gorilla maybe hit his face. So
it wasn't the Super Clash 3 story with Kerry Von Erich where he was so hammered he forgot that he had the gig in his hand and scratched his arm, and that's why his arm bled like a stuck pig.
Wow.
Oh, no, you didn't know about that?
No.
Oh, I just dropped some knowledge on you. Sorry.
I like the one WCW pay-per-view where Hogan goes to gig himself. You see it right on TV, or he literally just has his hand and goes across his forehead right on TV.
Breaking kayfabe there.
Hold 100%.
I also gave it 3.5 body slams to this match because I thought it was great up to the end, and then in the end I'm like, what the fuck? What? Yeah. So
what who did we pick in that?
Well, all three of us picked AJ Styles.
And we were wrong.
All right, so the match that we've already talked about, Holland and Sheamus go over on Xavier and Kofi. It was very, very short.
Very weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I literally put like question marks in my notes. Like,
and is
I didn't
Butch
understand.
Doing his best Scrappy Doo impersonation? Let me at him, I'll scrap him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what's going on. He seems to be enjoying himself, so if he's liking it, he's doing it. Let him do it.
I guess, but that was, yeah.
I gave that match 2 body slams.
I gave it 2 body slams as well. I'm looking to see, did we talk about, oh yes, we did, because it's on the previous night. You and I picked Sheamus and Holland, and Rand picked A New Day. So, okay, moving on to our match here, which three things are going to happen in this match, and we're going to kind of talk all about them real quick, and then we'll dissect them. Pat McAfee beats Austin Theory, but then Vince decides to get involved, so Vince has a match with Pat McAfee and beats Pat McAfee, and then Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out, and we have Stunners and Beer galore. What'd you think about this, Joey?
Holy hell, Vince still can't sell the stunner for his show. The largest feud, probably one of the largest feuds ever in wrestling, and he can't sell the stunner. Amazing. Jeez Louise. But once again, I guess we're talking about using, like, you know, sum it up. I was not surprised. We've seen Pat McAfee do that. It's McAfee?
McAfee.
Anyways, we've seen him. First of all, his entrance was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was good.
we've seen him tear the house down with Adam Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a really good match with Austin Theory.
I gave it three body slams.
Austin Theory. What was nice, too, is I think Theory got a nice rub from it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got a great spot on Mania.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's in a high-profile events at 70-some years old. Still looks good. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, I agree.
And then you knew it. Like, I called it. I was like, he's going to start beating him up, and you're going to hear, I looked at Bridget and said that, and lo and behold,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was a little too late. It should have been a little bit earlier in that. But I loved it. I would probably give it 3.5 body slams for the whole segment.
Yeah, you know what? I'll agree with that. I'll give it 4 body slams for the whole, because I gave Vince and Pat McAfee kind of just one body slam because I was like, it wasn't very good. So I'll give it 4 for the entire segment. Thrown in Stone Cold, thrown in Vince. Again, it checks the box of we've had some cool nostalgia again with Stone Cold. You knew he was going to offer the beer to Vince and then give him the stunner, just like old times. You knew that he was going to stunner McAfee as well.
And then first of all, let's go back to night one. How cool was it that Stone Cold had a beer with his brother in the ring?
Oh, yeah. I totally overlooked that.
That was pretty awesome. That is pretty sweet. So back to this, McAfee drinking the beer while he's still selling the stunner laid out like, dug, 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 dug. That was pretty awesome. McAfee has been one of the bright spots, if not the brightest spot on SmackDown with his commentating, and is great to, if he can do little things like this, kind of like fill the Shane McMahon role.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. So. And I like I never saw it. I don't know where they aired it, but I never saw the video package of Pat McAfee. You know, the video package where they showed how he loved wrestling. And
Before the match?
Before the match. I never saw that. I don't know if I missed it.
It was a great piece.
It was a great piece, and it really, and I liked that they kind of showed that he was training with Rip Rogers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, overall, very well done. You and Rand picked McAfee to win. I picked Austin Theory.
Is Rio Rogers Rip Rogers' brother?
Is what?
Rio Rogers? Is that Rip Rogers' brother?
No, it's not. Okay. Sorry, you're confusing. It's not an Elias Ezekiel thing.
But Rio Rogers is brothers with Dr. Tom Pritchard.
Yes, okay. Correct.
All right. Sorry. So much confusion in pro wrestling.
So much. The family trees are very, very confusing. Let's talk about it real quick before we move on to the main event. All right. The most important match on the face of God's green earth, or whatever they're calling it. Let's talk about Ezekiel. Monday night, Kevin Owens doing a promo, and he's interrupted by not Elias, but Ezekiel. I love this. This is awesome.
That is like, if you and I were to have creative writing responsibilities in the WWE, this is something totally out of our book. Like, when we have our conversations, like, this is something we quirkily come up with, which we've actually mentioned talked about something similar to that with a midget. But anyway.
Little person, Joey.
Midget. It's awesome. And as we spoke about before, like, there's nobody in that locker room that could do this gimmick better than Elias.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just great to see him back on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've missed him so much. So I think I'm interested to see where they take this to. The thing is, though, so do they give him a fake beard and have Elias come back and do the like Mick Foley thing, right?
Well, but see, I thought, do you think they've shot a bunch of stuff and they have a bunch of stuff in the can before he shaved? That's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, where they're going to be like, oh, my brother's here backstage. Just look at the Titantron. And then it's him. You know, with the beard, and then, I mean, it's got endless comedic possibilities.
Amazing.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I just hope that I think you, with this type of a storyline and this type of an angle, you got to get somebody that it can work off of. Kevin Owens did a great job mm-hmm. with it on Raw. I think you can't stick in with somebody that's going to be
dry.
Dry. And yes, mm-hmm. exactly. That mm-hmm. doesn't have that it factor to make comedy gold.
I think a feud with The Miz would be pretty... I know I brought him up earlier, but I think that would make... I mean, they could do something fun with that.
They would certainly do something fun with that.
But the only thing I hate is how far can you take it?
Right.
So short-termist is great. It's funny. It's entertaining. Correct. But he's going to have to go back to Elias eventually.
Or, as I want to see so much, he can become one half of a mass tag team in just all black, like the Executioners back in the 70s. I want that, Joey. I want that so badly. I want a Russian assassin tag team.
Rehire Damian Sandow, similar build.
There you go.
Put a fake beard under there, and they could say, not Elias and Ezekiel.
They could have, yeah, they could have like just the top of their eyes and nose and the beard sticking out. I'm just saying, I want a Cruel Connection. I want a Thunderfoots.
Wow.
That's right. I'm bringing out all the old NWA references.
I want a Samoan squat team.
Samoan squat team?
Isn't that what they were called?
Samoan SWAT
team. SWAT. No, what was the squat team? The two huge guys. Harley Race managed them, right?
Yes. What was their names?
And weren't they the Headhunters, too, at some point or something?
Yes, they were the Headhunters.
Yeah.
In ECW.
What the hell did ever happen to them?
I don't know.
Heart attacks, probably.
But they were big boys.
Yeah, they were. No wonder Ryan's and Ponderosa closed. They took those buffets down, baby.
All right, let's get to the main event. Roman Reigns taking on Brock Lesnar. First of all, I'm going to throw it out there. I loved that Brock took the mic and did his own ring introduction. I thought that was hilarious.
That was great. Entertainment standpoint, that was awesome. I was underwhelmed by the match, though.
Really? Okay. I think we finally are getting to a point in this podcast where we're going to disagree. Go ahead.
There was just little things, and especially the finish. I felt like they sped it up. I felt like they... And I know Brock doesn't work 20 minutes. We know that. He gets paid to show up, be there 10 minutes, and leaves. But I thought they could have carried it out just a little bit more. I wasn't big on the finish. I understand Roman going over. I think they could have done some more stuff. I don't feel like Brock got all his stuff in.
I really liked it. I gave it 5 body slams.
Wow.
I really liked it because here, and I didn't have as much of a problem with the finish because the spear is supposed to be sudden. You're right. And he's used it for forever and ever and ever. So I think I released my logic and whatnot and said, well, that's his finishing move. And for Roman Reigns, it means something. It's not, you know, how many people's kicked out of the spear? There's probably a list of maybe eight people.
But my problem is, how is he able to do that and cover so quickly? With the Kimura, is it Kimura lock?
The Kimura lock, yeah.
Kimura, whatever, Kimura. And the Kimura clearly bothered him. Did you see his shoulder? His shoulder was dislocated.
Okay.
I firmly believe it was just... So, to me, I don't feel that you should be able to do that finish if from the Kimura lock to that, because you should be selling this. I think he should have hit him, and then they both fell down.
Okay.
I would have booked the finish different because of what just happened previously. You want to finish that story with maybe Paul getting hit
involved
hitting Lesnar with the belt again or something. And then, but yeah, I didn't like the finish because the story it told leading up to the finish.
Okay. All right. Here we go. We've been in agreement 90% of the time tonight. So the first time that we're in disagreement, I really dug the match. But overall, look, I got to give, if you're given the WrestleMania, how many body slams would you give overall? I think it was 4 body slams.
I agree with you. I didn't go into it with high expectations originally, and then the build up, mm-hmm. and then we talk about it. Then I was excited about it, and then I was pleased. That's why I said excellent. Like, you know, they broke so many numbers, of course, because it was 2 nights.
Right, but, of course. You
know, over 160,000 people.
Yeah, something like that. Even though Meltzer claims that those are inflated.
Now, Meltzer claims a lot of stuff, let's be honest.
Hey, he claimed I'm a nice guy.
Did you really?
Are you saying that that's fake?
I'm. It's fake that he probably said that. I don't. I don't think he gives a shit about us little peons. But anyway, I really enjoyed it, and I think it was good. It was good for the product.
Yeah, I agree.
It's given me some more renewed interest, I think.
Any other notes from Monday Night Raw, the Raw after WrestleMania? I think the biggest thing that I can complain about Raw was that they put the NXT belt on Braun Breaker. Why they didn't do that on Saturday afternoon beats the hell out of me.
Mine was they didn't have a big surprise at the end.
Yeah, it kind of just fizzled out, yeah. I felt. Yeah,
I was waiting. Like, I was literally like that would have been a perfect time. You can do whatever. It's when you bring back one of the guys you cut. If they brought back, try to bring back Strowman or The Fiend.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been awesome.
I mean, even if you just would have had Lesnar return and do something. You know what I mean? Like, chase him from the ring or something.
Right.
Just, it kind of, like, I agree.
Or Goldberg. No, not Goldberg.
No. Maybe Christopher Walken.
Hey, you know, Roman, let's go. Cage, maybe. I don't know. You know, something like that.
Maybe, possibly.
Hey,
there
guys,
you go.
Let's wrestle.
All right, DJ Joey Blaze, let's talk about where folks can find you on the internet.
Well, I'm excited to announce we got something in the works here. We've been doing a lot of toy shows. We're doing stuff on Whatnot. Take a chance. Go to our website that we're just getting going, remixcollectibles.com. Right now, it's like a virtual business card. It takes you to our Instagram. It takes you to our Twitter. It takes you to our Whatnot page and Mercari. We're into that. So if you're into collectibles, make sure you give us some follows on social media. You can find myself on Twitter at DJ Joey Blaze. If you have an issue with something I said, or if you're like me and you're upset about the people that abandoned us tonight, we could talk about that. That left us high and dry.
That is not true. Will you stop?
I guess they'd rather hang out with indie wrestlers that are living their dream in Dallas than actually come and hang out with their other friends. So I won't name any names, Will. But we definitely missed Rand.
We did. We hope he has safe travels back. And, to that special guest, I tried. I told you I tried to keep the reins on him, but he's a hard man to control.
That's what she said.
Anyways. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up this episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. DJ Joey Blaze, one half of the Pro Wrestling Pundits, and yours truly, talking about WrestleMania. And I hope you enjoyed the episode, and you can let me know if you did or if you didn't enjoy the episode, for that matter. Let me tell you the different avenues you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And if you want to shoot me an email, you can do that too. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. Now, I'd like to remind you of where you can find this great podcast, just in case you want to tell some folks about it. PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is probably the easiest place to get every single episode, but it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets. All you have to do is, in the search bar of your favorite podcasting platform or app, type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And you gotta do me a favor. If you listen to any episode of the PVDcast, you gotta rate and review. It helps me out in the algorithm. It moves me up the charts. Give me whatever score you think I deserve. And of course, you could just list a word or a couple words. You don't have to write a book or anything. You can put simply awesome or a great podcast, whatever. And again, let me remind you about subscribing so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. Hey, don't forget to check out the Facebook page at PVDcast, especially on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I play the week's episode through a Facebook broadcast, and it's a whole lot of fun because folks get a chance to not only hear the episode, but leave their comments, in which I am monitoring those comments and I can interact with you a little bit. So definitely you don't want to miss out. Facebook page on Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to catch the PVDcast Facebook broadcast. All right, I know it's been a long one, ladies and gentlemen, so that's why I was trying to fit everything in real quick so that I can say thank you once again for checking out this episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. We'll be right back.
following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC. Copyright 2022.